This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. They've been called the dynamic duo. Gabrielle Garon and Kirk Latimer are the rock star poets and motivational speakers behind the organization they started 10 years ago, Kinetic Effect. A large part of their mission has been to speak to and with at-risk youth at Lakeside Academy and the Kalamazoo County Juvenile Home, and in similar places nationwide. The two talk about how it all began.
We met on the slam poetry circuit in Kalamazoo.
Gabriel and I were actually competitors at the time, and he thought he was better than me.
And I was.
Yeah, well, he won. But, I was brand new to it. I was a teacher at Portage Northern High School at the time.
Teaching English?
I was an English teacher, yeah. I taught International Baccalaureate, which was the advanced track, as well as mid-tracks and what I call my auto-tech English classes as well. So taught them all. And I advocated for all those students to share their voice, and especially to do it through spoken word. Then I got called out one time about, hey, you know, Mr. Latimer, you know, you tell us to do this. Do you share your own voice? And the truth of it was is that I was a hypocrite, and I didn't. So I wrote this poem, this piece, ended up going and accidentally ended up competing to make the national team totally by accident. Had no idea what I was getting into, and that's when I met Gabriel.
Yeah, that year the Poetry Slam had moved from what was then Craft Brow, which is now Top Dog.
Old Dog.
At that point, the Poetry Slam had moved from Craft Brow, which is now Top Old Dog. Old Dog. I was going to say it again. Moved from Old Dog to the Stagecoach Barn in Richland.
Behind the Black Hawk Bar and Grill, right?
It's changed names a bunch of times.
Jeez,
anyway.
We're seeing our 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, it moved from Kalamazoo to Richland.
Yeah.
And because of that, there was a loss of a few competitors. And so Tracy Smith, the host at the time, did basically a open call. So you didn't have to qualify to try out for the national team like you normally do for the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody could come out and compete, and if they landed in the top five after the first round, they could stay in the competition. So after round one, I was in first place and Kirk was in second place.
Oh, so you were better.
And so that's how we ended up meeting. I can't say we really gelled or jived, you know, when we first met. I mean, we always joke that we didn't like each other, but, you know, in competition, you're kind of going head to head. But
it's an exaggeration that we like to call on, you know.
But, you know, we were competing against each other, so obviously I wanted to win. He wanted to win.
Sure.
We ended up solidifying each one of the five slots to represent Kalamazoo at Nationals, and we ended up working together. And Slam is one of those interesting birds where when you get to the national scene, it's very, in my opinion, there are great people there, but it's very ego driven.
It seems a little bit more like a popularity contest to me.
If you've been in it long, you know, the one poem that's going to get you really high scores. It's all about, you know, crowd participation versus really crafting an amazing piece. You learn what the crowd's going to cheer for and how to get those scores.
And there's an art form in that, too.
Absolutely.
Not to take it away from them.
No.
That wasn't our focus.
Yes. Yeah. So I did something very different, and I took the best piece that I got individual scores on.
Yeah.
And I offered it up as a duo to Kirk so that we would perform it together, because Kirk's energy is extremely high. He's a very kind of bombastic performer in a good way, you know?
And most of the time, in a good way.
I found it to be a skill set that I admired that I didn't really utilize as a performer. I'm a little bit more introverted.
Reserved, possibly.
And so together, this piece took on a new dynamic.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars.
So we've done 10 years. What's coming up in the next 10?
We are changing and growing in many ways. For example, I have more white hairs in my beard. And so, you know, why is that even important to mention? Because the reality is that your audience and your purpose and your messaging begins to change to some degree. And in being fluid, I mean, you have to understand, when you step, if I have all gray hair, and I step up in front of a high school.
They're not going to listen to you anymore?
They're not going to hear me the same way. Now, don't get me wrong. I could still be silly and still gain them. But it's going to be a lot harder. So what's happening now, I think, in the next 10 years, I mean, there's a lot going on. We have so many amazing things hidden underneath the woodwork that is just waiting to, like, explode. But in many ways, we're doing a lot of work in regards to racial equity, understanding identity, especially within our organization, Speak It Forward. But as far as Kinetic Effects, we're currently working with North Dakota and their prison system. We're going to be working with four of their prisons, including maximum security, to not only work with the residents and workshop them, but also to train trainers in each prison to carry on our work. Nice. And then we will be consultants. So in many ways, we are adapting and changing and beginning to work a lot more professional development as well.
Yeah, and that came about from we were invited to come to Denver, Colorado, to take part in the Warden Exchange. So as we mentioned, there are some of these private prisons that are I have some concern about. However, we got invited to this thing called the Warden Exchange, which had some of the wardens from, like, the top prisons, like the ones that you hear the name of and you know that prison, even if you've never been to that state.
Rikers or something.
Correct. That kind of stuff. And, and some of the other ones. And I don't want to get into names and all that kind
sure.
of stuff. But, but the ones where you hear it and you go, oh, I've heard of that prison before. The beautiful thing was, is they had ex-wardens in there, current wardens in there, all talking about the humanity and treatment of the people. Now, for us, we can be a little bit skeptical in coming down. We weren't really sure why they wanted us there or what purpose we were supposed to be there for. We kind of did our thing and kind of talked about, you know, our experience in the juvenile justice system. But it was really cool to hear that there were people who are in charge of these things trying to figure out how to be better, how to treat the prisoners with more humanity, how to do a better job of rehabilitation, you know, how to keep the prison safer, not only for the guards, but also for the prisoners themselves. A lot of things that I would never expect to hear in a room full of wardens,
Being proud to be a prison was something.
Correct.
You know, understanding, like, how can you look at a prison as an educational institution?
Right. So things, you know, I wasn't hearing anything about the bottom line or how to fit more people in a cell or anything.
That's encouraging.
It was. It was really encouraging, even from how to almost now separate from that. One of the ex-wardens was talking about the fact that you have in a lot of the cells a sink toilet combo unit so that you can fit more people. And how inhumane that can be.
Wow.
He even gave an example and said, you know, how many of you would go into, if you're looking for a house, would you ever buy a house that had a toilet sink combined where every time you needed to wash your hands, you were reaching over the toilet? And how that, over time, mentally and psychologically impacts prisoners. I mean, you're
tells you you're not human.
You're
or maybe
dehumanizing
not okay.
them. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
We did a presentation there, and we've had contact with several of the wardens since, but the one in North Dakota reached out first and said, we would really like you to come work with our prisoners.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Gabriel Garan and Kirk Latimer, poets and motivational speakers at Kinetic Effect. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.